Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Bossert, now in for Dave Dickey with the mid-morning market report. Looking now at the current tick for winter wheat out of May. It's at 524, down 6.5. March wheat, 491.25, down 3. March corn, 378.75. That's down 4.5. May corn, 385.75, down 3. July, 393.25, down 3. September, 403.25, down 3. March beans, 986, down 2, or that's down 2.25. May, 990.25, down, now down, now 90, down 3.25. July beans, 995.25, down 3.25. March bean meal, 344.50, that's up 60. March bean oil, 30.59, down 29. April live cattle, 154.75, that's up 75. March feeder cattle, 210.90, that's up 120. And April lean hog, 65.30, next time 65.35, that's down 72.5.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets is John Hester, L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What are you seeing in some of the early activity?
Well, basically, there's not much news today. The markets were down overnight in the night trade. And when they reopened this morning about at 8:30, that they've just kind of stayed in the within a penny or two range of where they closed in the night session. I think the big news today is the rally in the dollar, which puts pressure on the grain market. The dollar is at about 11.5-year highs. And I think the dollar's rallying on concerns that the government or the Fed is going to probably increase interest rates sooner than later. And, of course, crude oil's down just a little, so those two things are negative to the grain market this morning.
Yeah, and I guess similar with the WASDE report today, not a great deal expected out, and it's not unusual for early March.
Right. You know, the pre-guess sheet that I've seen this morning, basically the number or the average guesses are very close to what the February forecast was. You know, maybe, you know, just very close. Some of them, in fact, are a little higher and some of them are a little lower. So, you know, I expect there, unless there's some big surprise, the report will probably be a non-event. There might be a knee-jerk reaction to it after it comes out, but after they have time to think about it, it'll probably settle back to the range that we're in right now.
Let's talk about old crop corn for just a minute. What do we expect, maybe a basis for expansion, because there's a lot of it out there looking ahead later this summer?
You mean acreage planted?
Yeah.
You know, I guess I contend that the farmer likes to plant corn, and a lot of farmers are on a 50-50 rotation, and I really don't think that they're going to switch many acres from corn to beans. That's, you know, my personal opinion, and like I say, I think it all depends on when the planters start to roll around here. You know, if it's a late planting, if we get started late, then, you know, there might be a little acreage shifted to the beans. But if we get planted, you know, last of April as normal, I suspect that the corn acreage will not shift much.
Yeah, yesterday the analyst with Dave Dickey talked about how interesting it would be to survey planters and just what do we expect in out of planting intentions this season.
You know, coffee shop rumors that I have heard, you know, everybody is pretty much going to change, you know, where they had beans last year, they're going to go back with corn, and that, you know, they might be, you know, for a 1,000-acre farmer, that might be, if they had more corn last year, you know, they might have an extra 50 or 100 acres of beans this year. So, you know, I think, you know, the coffee shop, they talk about changing a lot of acres, but I think it all boils down to the timing when planting gets started, because when a farmer starts planting corn, he doesn't like to quit. The farmer just likes to plant corn.
And what role might ethanol and just the feed usage play into that?
You know, ethanol demand is not quite as strong as it was, but the ethanol plants that I know of are still, you know, they're still producing all they can produce and stockpiling it. So, you know, I think ethanol and feed usage is going to have trouble to, going to be a very difficult task to make up the overage in corn that we have. And I mean, you know, I guess my basis in corn long term, barring a weather catastrophe this summer, is there's going to be plenty of corn, and probably the bias is going to be to the downside.
There's been also Dave mentioned a bit of a wheat rally yesterday. Any good news regarding changes in stocks?
No, in fact, I think that the wheat stock will probably go down. It may stay about the same. I mean, the world's a glut of wheat right now, so it's just wherever they can make the best deal on wheat. And, you know, I think they always try to kill a wheat crop in the United States a couple times because of weather or freeze out or whatever, and you know, I think the report this morning, the wheat crop, was the ratings went up a little bit on it in the United States, and that's probably why it's under pressure again today.
What are you looking at in outside markets?
You know, crude oil's weaker, and I think that's just probably related to the interest rates. Speculation interest rates may go up, and you know, I think the big news is the big rally in the dollar at almost 12-year highs. I mean, it's a high against the euro, and that makes everybody else's currency worth less against our money. So if interest rates go up, you know, that's not good for us. But you know, money's been cheap for the last few years, so to borrow, but you know, we can't stand 10-12% interest rates again either. Everybody will be in trouble again.
Yeah, the last hour I mentioned that processors are bidding slightly lower prices for hogs in cash markets today. Any response to that?
No, I think the fact is that there's plenty of pork on the show list right now. We've produced more pork. There's more pork going to slaughter, and I just think there's an abundance of pork right now.
Okay. Well, anything else you're looking at in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the other news this morning was there's been some bird flu reported in Missouri, Minnesota, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho in some poultry farms. So, you know, and they haven't said much about it, but they're starting to talk, and, you know, that could have a lot to do with feed usage in the upcoming months. You know, if they'd happen to have to kill a lot of birds or, you know, liquidate the herd. So, you know, that's something that could be on the horizon, and it may not mount to anything either, but I think that bird flu could be pretty serious if it spread, you know, widespread spread of it.
Okay. Anything else to add this morning?
No, I think that about covers it. You guys have a nice day.
All right. You too. John Hester with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana.